This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Thursday, April 28, 2022, Montana reports 273,904 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 113 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday. 32 new cases in Gallatin County, that's Bozeman, MSU, Big Sky. 28 new cases in Cascade County, Great Falls. 17 new cases in Missoula County, Missoula and the University of Montana. And more new cases in 16 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 557. Currently, 18 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,356 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 991,000 Americans have died. There have been 81,100,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. Montana's Secretary of State has incorrect information on voting on its website. Montanans registering to vote or casting ballots in person can use student identification from in-state colleges or universities as their sole form of ID, contrary to information referenced by the Secretary of State in commercials currently airing on television. The public service announcement-style TV ads feature Republican Secretary of State Kristi Jacobson instructing viewers to visit her office's website to learn more about current voter ID requirements, but the website's information incorrectly reflects requirements signed into law last year, requirements which were struck down by a state judge 3 weeks ago, keeping the state's voter ID laws back to their status during the 2020 election cycle. Voter registration forms available from the Secretary of State's website also contain incorrect information as of Wednesday. In Montana, voters do not have to show photo ID to vote in person, although they do need to show some form of identification. That can include a utility bill, bank statement, paycheck, voter registration card, or other government-issued document showing the voter's name and current address. Alternatively, they can present a photo ID, including a Montana driver's license or a state, tribal, or school ID. The judge's injunction put the brakes on three other Republican laws enacted in 2021, which would have ended voter registration on Election Day, prohibited voters who will turn 18 before Election Day from getting ballots in advance of their birthdays, and restricted ballot collection activities. The judge, in striking down those laws, found that voters would be disenfranchised from voting, receiving mail ballots, or having ballots collected. The inability to find workers has forced the Bozeman Interagency Dispatch Center to close. That means that reports of wildfires in the western region of the Custer-Gallatin National Forest will now be routed to Billings. The Bozeman-based Interagency Dispatch Center was the smallest of the three servicing the Custer-Gallatin National Forest, a vast chunk of land that spans 3.1 million acres across two states, Montana and South Dakota. It's been difficult for the U.S. Forest Service to recruit and maintain the staff necessary to keep the Bozeman Interagency Dispatch Center operating. Bozeman's high cost of living was the main difficulty, but policy changes around aircraft dispatch, longer and more intense fire seasons, and a lack of work-life balance also posed recruitment challenges. The Billings Interagency Dispatch Center is now handling wildfire reports in the Bozeman, Hebgen Lake, Gardner, and Yellowstone Ranger districts of the Custer-Gallatin National Forest. The Billings Interagency Dispatch Center is staffed by the U.S. Forest Service, the Bureau of Land Management, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation. The number of fire engines and firefighters will not change in Bozeman or West Yellowstone based on the change of the dispatch center to Billings. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.